here on Regional Radio, talking now with Dennis Ficken of Mo River Tire about the 93 flood as we continue our coverage on the 25th anniversary. And Dennis, to start out, can you tell us a little bit about what you were doing and kind of what your job was during that 93 flood and kind of how you experienced it and what you recall?
Well, 93, when the water started coming up, we could just barely get over to my place from the Boonville side. I was just eighth of a mile north of the Boonville Bridge. And then the water got in, and it got a grand total of 10 foot deep in my shop for about 2 weeks. And for about a month, it was at least 5 foot deep. And we got in there and finally got in. And, of course, my whole building was covered with mud, trees, windows broken out, tires floated down the river. We got it all cleaned up. And we started back to rebuild or clean up, get everything going again. Then they predicted the flood would be greater in 94. So I had Woodridge Electric, after they just rewired everything, come over and take it all out. And we started moving more stuff out. And that's when I decided to move to a higher country, right. Which that's where I'm at right now. On Interstate 70 at exit 111, but it got out later that fall, about 3 foot deep through there, but in 94 it did not, but in 95 it went back through there about 5 foot deep again. And that's in 95 is when I built Mo River Tire out on the interstate. I know that different times I went over there, you know, there wasn't nothing you can do when water's 10 foot deep in your building.
Right.
And I was lucky. I had a lot of new equipment, and some of the companies I'd bought it from took it back into their shops, went through, cleaned it up, put in maybe new bearings, whatever I needed. Now, there's some electronic stuff that it was cheaper to buy new, which I hated to do because it was new when it went under the water. Of course, my insurance company, since I didn't have flood insurance, they didn't do nothing, so I was just out several thousands and thousands of dollars.
Wow, and so as you mentioned, you know, 10 feet high. How did you even begin the process of cleaning that up, and were you conducting business at that time, or I'm assuming most everything kind of shut down around then?
Yeah, it sort of shut down for me because I was trying to move stuff out and get back into the groove, but that didn't work out. So it took me a little while. I worked out of my house on different, selling tires and doing some minor, you know, brake work, stuff like that.
Right, and most of the businesses in the area, I'm assuming, were affected kind of by the same type of thing?
Yes, yep.
How were the highways around there, and how was kind of transportation in that Boonville area with the water being so high?
Well, just like getting my mail, I had to go all the way up Highway 63, cut across, and 24, come back down to New Franklin. And so they did transfer the mail down to my house because that was about an 80-mile drive.
Oh, man. So that kind of, I mean, it seems like at that time it just changed most everyone's way of life, at least for that summer, with how they conducted business, how they kind of went about their daily lives, simply because of how much water there was.
Right, right.
And I guess the final question for you is as you look back on that, I mean, how do you kind of look back on that time, obviously being 25 years ago? Does it feel like it was that long ago? And I guess now that you have the hindsight, I mean, how do you look at that time?
Just glad I'm not over there anymore. The biggest thing I can say being out here, I have met hundreds and hundreds of people from all over the United States. I've sold tires to people in Alaska, every state in the union, probably Mexico, Canada, you name it. And so I've met a lot of neat people all over the United States by being out here on the interstate.
Well, there we go. It's good positioning for you then. All right, Dennis Ficken from Mo River Tire, thank you so much for talking with us about your memories.
Thank you.